You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, your number one free-to-play and indie gaming podcast in the world.
That's what we're saying now.
Yes, I had to figure out something else to say. I'm Scott.
My name's Jeff.
Hey, I'm Mark.
And welcome to episode number 110. Just to recap, we play a free-to-play game or a indie game every other week, and then we rate and review it. I'm not going to ask Mark what game we played this week, because we actually played a myriad of games. Yes.
A plethora.
A plethora.
A cornucopia.
But all are related to Wordle, the craze that's been going around lately.
Yeah, so if you haven't heard of Wordle, it's one guy, I think, made a game. And then it got bought by the New York Times, and he's rich, and the New York Times is a game that probably doesn't make them any money. So who hasn't played Wordle at this point? Do I really need to say? Okay, so gameplay, I guess, we'll do this a bunch. Wordle is a game where you have to guess a word every day, and that word is the same for everyone else. And you do this by guessing the five-letter word, and then through the game mechanics, it lets you know what letters are in the right place, which ones are in the word but are in the wrong place. And through the process of elimination, you usually will be able to come up with the correct word. And that's Wordle. And part of the appeal is that it's everybody gets the same word. Everybody has, gives you a little something to talk about around the water cooler, I guess.
You get the same amount of tries each time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not a whole lot left to say about it as far as the gameplay goes. I mean, that's it.
You know the guy's name that created it?
Yeah, Wardle?
It's Wardle.
Wardle, that's right. Poor guy.
He created the game during COVID lockdown.
Yeah, so we've seen a lot of that. Like, Inside, the Bo Burnham special. Fantastic. And that's about it. Then, Hitchcock Chronologically, that was a big one.
I thought you were joking there, Mark. I didn't realize that his name is actually Josh Wardell.
Yeah.
Why are you saying it Wardell?
That's Wardle.
That's not Wardell.
Wardle.
Wardle.
Like it's Wordle? Not E-L.
Like Wordle and Bottle. Well, anyway, I mean, I we're still playing the game. We picked it up, what?
When it first got popular.
I don't know.
Yeah, whenever everybody else is playing at the same time. I picked it up because I was in another Discord and they started playing it. And I think I brought it over and then everybody else on our Discord started playing it too, correct? Or did you guys pick it up somewhere else?
I heard about it on Twitter. The new game. The first place I heard about it was the New Game Plus podcast. But I had been seeing, like Mark said, on Twitter and various social medias, the green and the black and the yellow dots, you know? And I didn't know what that was because it doesn't say what it is. It's just like, hey, here's some dots. And then eventually after hearing about it on the New Game Plus podcast, I was like, oh, that's what that is. And that's when I started trying it out and I've been playing it pretty much. I don't think I've missed a day. I mean, I failed on some days, but I don't think I've missed a day of actually doing it.
All right. Well, and I guess and all these games that we're going to be talking about, there are 100% free. So there's no paywall on any of them.
Yeah, it's really just ads. Light advertisement.
If even that. Some of them don't even have advertisement.
Yeah. Wordle doesn't have any ads.
Yeah, they don't currently. My understanding is they are working to implement that. They have to. They paid really good money for this game, and they got to make it back somehow. So
they could sell the news.
Nobody pays for the news anymore. That's the problem.
I mean, they could actually try to, like, give us good news.
Or just make up stuff? I got a channel for you.
That's false.
Not going to do it? So, I guess we'll say, like you said, no paywall. Replayability is high on all of these games, frankly, because you...
Just play daily, and that's all you get to play is that one puzzle each day, and then you have to wait till the next day.
Yeah, and you just keep doing that, and it's tremendous amounts of fun.
And if you're playing with the groups of other people that are playing it as well, and you're kind of like showing off your scores, it's definitely highly replayable.
Yeah, and I have a blast with it. Like I've been playing it for many, many months, and will continue to do so. When I get up in the morning, I usually forget that I even play the game until I see someone else has posted a score. I'm like, oh yeah, I got to do that still, and I do. And it's fun. So that's Wordle. I guess, Scott, do you give it your seal of approval?
Thumbs up. Mark?
Are we doing thumbs?
Sure. Seal your no. Yes or no?
Yeah, Wordle's great.
Okay, Mark and Jeff?
As well. Yeah, so Wordle's great. And that's really not a surprise. Now, what we've done, like a bunch of knuckleheads, we found, what, 5 additional games? To waste our time with daily?
Quite a bit of them, but I tried to cherry pick the ones that seemed the most interesting.
Yeah, and I think you did a great job because most of them I like.
A couple that I was like, I don't know if that would go over well, so I didn't grab those up.
I'm a podcast nerd. I really like listening to podcasts and also making them, but I listen to them a lot. So they have a podcast one where you guess the cover art as it pixelates into view. That one's kind of balls.
I hate that one. I played one day of that, and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, it's not good. So I guess what we'll do is talk about each of these individually, and then maybe we'll rank them at the end, personally, which one's the best, which one's the worst.
A Mount Rushmore of Wordle games, if you will.
Ooh, yeah, because I think all of these do get our seal, wouldn't you say?
No,
not all of them. Oh, okay. You got a couple that you don't care for.
Let's just we'll go one by it. One. Listen, y'all are trying to rush through this, and we got minutes to fill.
Oh, wait.
We got 7 minutes in, and we talking about seals of approval.
I figured we'd give each game our approval or not and go through the list of them.
Yeah, we got 6 to get through.
All right. What's the next game, Jeff?
Okay. Let me pull it. So the next game is Hurdle, which is not where you jump over things, but rather where
you heard something. I heard something from the other room.
Name that tune.
Yes.
So you get a snippet. It's like 1 second, maybe, of a song, and then you have to guess. You can either make a guess and be wrong, or click the skip button, which
I think it's 6 seconds at a time is what it does.
Six seconds?
Not the first one.
Not at all. The first one is like first 1 second.
Or like maybe 4 seconds.
You get 1 second and then two more seconds for a total of three. And then you start getting up in that 6 second range. Because the first one is like you get the first couple notes and that's it. And I saw today's, as we're recording this, it won't be a spoiler because it'll already passed. But you guys got today's like on one try.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's, what was the name of the song?
It was Moby's Praise You.
Right. And I was like, oh, I should get this totally right away. And I was like, hey, I don't know this song off just the first 1 second clip.
It's a Fatboy Slim song.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. Fatboy Slim, that's what I meant.
Yeah, you didn't know that, Mark? That's what he meant. How dare you correct
me? I'm just so used to...
being wrong.
Being corrected when I am wrong. I had to correct.
No, I'm fine. I'm here for it. It's great. Keep it coming. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. So you guys got that right away. There were some that, you know, I got pretty quick. Do you guys enjoy, like, of the ones we open... is this one of them that you look forward to opening during the day?
So I thought I was going to hate this one at first because I am terrible when it comes to knowing who sings a song or what the song is called. I am absolute trash. Like there are so many times that I'll listen to a song and I'll be like, oh, this is such and such, right? And then it's like, I'll look at it and it's like, no, this is the Beatles. You're an idiot.
Yeah. You know, like Moby and Fatboy Slim.
Exactly. Right. Just like that.
Okay.
No, but with
those two are in the same genre.
But with this game, you don't need to know the exact, like, you know who sings it, but you don't know the title of the song. You can put in the artist, and it'll pull up the songs that are in the library.
Yeah, so one of the songs a couple, might have been yesterday of the time of this recording, was It's Got to Be Real. And I just knew... After I heard the first couple notes, I'm like, I know after that it goes, to be real. And I said, well, I'll just put that in and see what comes up. And sure enough, the title came up and I said, oh, I'm just going to guess that. And I was right, you know. So it definitely will help you by listing the options that are in the database, right? So
yes,
because one of the songs I'm like, oh, that's Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. And I couldn't find it anywhere. And I'm like, oh, I guess not. And it turned out to be a totally different song. So you'll know, even without guessing, if you're off base sometimes, if it's not in the database.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, this definitely ranks up there as one I do look forward to every day.
Yeah. How about you?
I mean, there was a song a couple of days ago that it was like disco. And I'm like, I have no idea.
To be real.
Yeah, that's the one Jeff was talking about. Yeah. Oh, that's the one you were like, what the heck? I don't know disco.
You don't know anything past 2008, you know, like you just...
But, Mark, you do know some disco.
Do I?
Yeah, Michael Jackson was considered disco back in the early days.
Mm. Like Jackson 5, maybe.
No, well, when he was solo.
Off the Wall. It's pretty disco-y. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
I mean, y'all were born then, so I wasn't.
Yeah, you were probably too, and you just deny it. You probably used Just for Men, Touch of Grey, or whatever it's called. You're just trying to prolong the inevitable.
Yeah, that's it. You figured me out.
Got him. Okay. Replayability is kind of the same thing. Like, if you like guessing songs, yeah, you're going to have fun. This is one I would say for me... was on the lower end of the ones I was excited to try, and mainly because when I get up in the morning, most of the time I do these while my wife is asleep, you know, and I'm wake up, I'm groggy, I'm guessing words, and that one you need to either have headphones in or play through your speakers, and so that one would kind of fall on the back burner, and I don't think I remember to do that one every day, and that was more a circumstance of how I play these games, then I would say is a problem with that. because it does have the actual songs. You're not guessing, you know, generic kids bop versions of the real song. It's the real song.
Oh, yeah. What's been the most frustrating song for either of you so far?
One I didn't know. I can't even tell you. Like, it would have been where I'm like, I just don't know this song.
It was the disco one. I was like guessing Donna
to
Summers.
Be real.
I was guessing.
Don't stop till you get enough. Get up. Till you don't stop.
And I was just like, I don't know. I googled like disco singers, and I was like, one of these
John Travolta.
But yeah, no. If you don't know the,
yeah,
like,
and there's another game that we're going to talk about where that's kind of the same thing, where it's just like, well, I have no idea. But I think this one still has, when you know the song, you're good, you know?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. If you know the song,
it's like a lot of fun. If you know, like, if you're like, ooh, maybe I'll get this one in one tone, or sometimes it'll just be on the tip of your brain and you're like, ah, give me 3 more seconds.
Spice Girls one was really what threw me. The first 3 tries, I didn't know what the hell it was.
Well, you thought for some reason I was going to know the Fugees song. And I'm like, bro, I haven't listened to the Fugees since we were in high school. But anyway.
But yeah, okay.
So, Hurdle. Does it get your seal, Scott?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Marcus.
I tend to go with you, Jeff. Like, it's not the one I go to, like, right off the top, but if I'm looking for some more Wordle type action, I'll do the Hurdle. But yeah, I mean, when you know the song, it's fun.
Yeah, I and because we're gonna do 6 of these, I am gonna maybe say, if you two gave it your seal, so it'll get the seal. But I'll say, not so much on this one, I think, because it is that thing where if you don't know the song, you're pretty much out of gas. Whereas like Wordle, you kind of, there's certain rules to language that you can kind of still apply. And so it just misses the mark. I still think it's fun. If you like music and you know a lot of music, you'll have a blast with it.
All and right. Moving right along, I would
Here's
say probably the
one,
the
Mark
one you
doesn't like.
Mark doesn't like? Oh, okay. What is it, Jeff?
This is, I'm guessing. He hasn't said one way or another. But next we played Dungeleon. This one is...
I've never played that.
You didn't even touch it?
No.
Oh, my God.
All right, I looked at it, and I was like, what the F is this? And...
Well, this is one that Scott was playing for a while, and he was posting in the Discord, and he got like Coconut Wizard to pick up, but no one else really picked it up.
Yeah, me and Coconut Wizard were the only two that were really religiously playing it.
Yeah, and
but see, here's
I
the
was
thing,
like,
here's the thing about Dungeleon is like it's confusing to be confusing, and
but it's not really that confusing once you learn the rules that are in place.
Yeah, I have yet to fail at one of the puzzles. So it has, and that including the first time I did it totally blind. So this one is really going to be a little bit more, I think Scott should explain this one a little more because he's played it the most.
Okay. So in Dungeleon, you have, there's heroes, there's monsters, there's treasures that you can pick from, and you have to figure out what is in the specific dungeon for the day. Whether it be like a specific hero, the treasure that you have to get, a dragon guarding a hoard of treasures or whatnot. But there's some rules within the game that are like quote unquote hidden rules that right. The game states to start off with. And actually, one of the things that I really like about this game, as opposed to like Wordle and stuff like that, if you pick an item and there's multiples of that item, it gives you a little plus mark showing you that. Yes, you have that in the dungeon, but there's also another one.
Yeah, and I agree. That is one of the best features. It does a great job of communicating. What I like about this game is that level of polish and care for the people playing it. Like, it tells you, like you said, there's one more. And then after, I think, your 4th guess, you get a wand that helps you further.
Yeah, you can click on the wand and it'll like either take pieces out that are not in the puzzle or it'll like highlight one that could be in the puzzle.
Yeah, and I believe there are actually fewer characters in this than there are in like Wordle, right?
Yes.
Where you have the 26 letters of the alphabet. I hope that's right. And in this, you have fewer, so it isn't as, there aren't as many options. And it has pixel art, which I love. I really like the way the game looks for a Wordle game. I would say this is the best looking one. Not that they need to have any sort of particular graphical, you know, representation, but I like it. It has some sort of charm to it with the little characters that you select that I like. And like you said, there's other kind of hidden rules. Like I've noticed if the coins, one of the items, are on the in the dungeon, there's always a second set, and it's usually right next to the coins you've placed.
And or next to a monster.
Yeah, and like there's various rules like that where if you get to know just by playing the minutia of those rules, it's this game, I could see this game getting way too easy if you knew all the rules.
Yeah, well,
because
apparently,
they're
so
hidden.
I want to say a couple weeks back, they changed some of the rules on us.
Okay.
There was like set rules, and then a couple weeks ago, I want to say probably about 4 weeks ago, there was a notification on the game that some of the rules had changed. And so you'll have to figure out those rules as you play as well. But like things like, so there are these set rules, but then like if you pick a frog and there's a frog in the puzzle, all those rules go out the window and they no longer apply.
Is that what the frog means?
Yes, the frog always screws up the rules. So like necromancers always have undead with them, whether it be a skeleton or a zombie or whatever
else.
Oh, so
there's logic I should be using on these puzzles. Okay.
Yes, there's logic. So like the orcs are always together unless, of course, there's a frog in the puzzle. Like there's the two orcs.
Yeah. So maybe you should always start with a frog just to see if the rules are out the window or not.
Exactly. There's always, if there's a bat, there's always more than one bat. There could be up to three. Same with the spiders and just like stuff like that. If there's a dragon, there's always all three treasures in the, with the dragon.
Interesting.
But so, all those like rules like that happen.
So how does, who is this game appealing to?
I mean, it appeals to me. I like it.
I really like it. I think it's one of the, it's a very original take on Wordle. I don't think it's unforgiving. I thought I was in for a really tough time because it, and like Scott said, the game's changed, but when he first started playing it, it took him a little bit to kind of get the rhythm of it. But like I said, I haven't lost one yet. And part of that is because of the aid of the wand, because it does help. If you use that, it really does eliminate more possibilities and helps it be a little more friendly. I think it's a cool game. I like the idea of uncovering the rules, right? Like I was saying with, you know, Wordle, there's just certain rules in language, right? You know, you're going to have some vowels and it's A, E, I, O, U. And so you're going to try to get those in there somehow. And you know that S and T and R, those are word letters that get used a lot, and X and Z don't. So you're not really going to worry about trying to get those in at least early. And those are those kind of unsaid rules that go along with language. And what this does is it creates its own set of rules for us to try to decode, maybe as a community or just on our own. I think it's a cool concept.
Yeah, I didn't figure out the frog thing myself. My one pharmacist who I got to start playing this, she figured it out and was like, yeah, didn't you realize the frog throws out all the rules? I'm like, oh, well, interesting. That makes a whole lot of sense now.
Yeah. So I think that's cool. I think it's a cool game. And so I'll just go ahead and say it definitely gets my seal. It is one of the, I would say, three that I look forward to the most. I'd say the four of them. There's four that I really look forward to a lot. And this is one of them where when I open it up and I get a fresh screen, that's kind of one of the things about Wordle that in this style of game that I was like, is that morning when you wake up and you got a clean screen to try to solve. There's something about that that's nice, and I think this is one of those games that gets me excited when I open it up.
Yeah, this is definitely getting my seal as well. I love this one. It's like, it almost feels like roguelike a little bit, and I enjoy that.
Yeah. Mark didn't play it.
Oh, well, no, maybe he'll play it after today.
No, I've seen you post about it in the Discord and like
that. Stop playing
and,
the game.
And I looked, you know, I clicked on the link and I was like, what is this? And there was no like, not tutorial, but like explanation of anything. And I'm like, so the game just wants you to just like tap different squares.
Mark's got to have an instruction manual or like he won't play the game.
I mean, sure. But
yeah, it's an oversimplification of what when you just tap squares. That's basically all these games. That's an oversimplification of it.
Yeah, but like, most of these games, there is a known purpose. Like Wordle, you're trying to identify a five-letter word.
You need to
word.
Find out what's in the dungeon. And they tell you the same thing, where green is good, you got it in the right place, yellow, you need to move it. And then I think it's red means it's not in the dungeon. And then it actually gives you even... What's that?
I think it's purple, but yeah, that's red or purple.
And then they give you additional hints, like with that plus sign saying, hey, there's another one of these in the dungeon. So I think if you think you're going to dive into this, it's going to be just like Wordle. I mean, for the most part, it kind of is. But it's the whole point of it is to uncover these hidden rules by playing one puzzle a day. That's what it's trying to get you to do.
Now, I think the next one probably is going to be Mark's favorite, right, Jeff?
I would assume so.
Like, when I saw this game, I was like, I have to have Mark play this because this is right up his alley with how much of a movie buff he is.
Yeah. So the next one we played is called Framed WTF. I don't know if WTF is actually in the title.
Well, it's framed.wtf, but that's the website.
This one is... Now, this one does suffer from the same thing that the song one does, where if you've never seen the movie or you know nothing about it, too bad. But it is a movie guessing game where you get a screenshot of the movie. And there's six of them. And progressively, in my opinion, what they try to do is make it a little more clear with each one what movie you're getting. So the first one, you'll get like a landscape or a close-up of something. And then the second one, it'll be maybe further out. And then the third one, you'll get like a silhouette of a character or Jared maybe a Leto. Famous building. And then finally, you'll get down to like, they'll just say, look, it's Shrek, you idiot. It'll show you Shrek. And then if you don't know who Shrek is at that point, you're out of gas. What do you think of this one, Mark?
No, I really like it. I am a big movie buff, so it is right up my alley. It is like Hurdle, where, you know, you may not know the movie right away, but like a couple days ago, it was a Western. What's his name?
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood movie.
Oh, I had no idea what that right. one was. I was like, Mom, which one is this? And I guess The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only one I knew.
Well, so, like, you know, if you... All right, we saw Clint Eastwood in there. So you can put in
like
Clint Eastwood.
The third panel was, like, the back of his head. And I was like, that looks like Clint Eastwood. Yeah. So I started, like, I'm like, okay, I know he's been in a lot of Westerns. And I Googled Clint Eastwood Westerns. And it's just a matter of putting in whichever film I thought it was next.
And it ended up being the, like, last one you think
Fistful of
be.
Dollars.
Yeah. No, it actually was the second one I picked, but yeah.
But no, I mean, that is appealing. And much like Hurdle, it gives you the database, you know, the actor and the movie. So this one is one of my favorites. Some of the screenshots aren't the best quality that they use. And so
well, that's also some of the movies are that type of quality. So, for example, this Clint Eastwood one, when I was making my guesses, I looked at when the films had been released, like their year that they were released, and was like, okay, this is a kind of grainy picture. I'm sure it's probably because of when it was filmed. So I'm going to go with this film that was in 1971. And because I know it's in color, so I can, you know, deduce that it's probably after this era. But yeah, and then that's why it was only the second time I guessed on which Clint Eastwood movie it was that I actually got it.
I'm more or less talking about the quality of the screenshot.
Well, yeah, some of them are terrible.
Them choosing a completely dark room, like you're supposed to know what
you
the,
mean, like the Exorcist
squares.
Ones.
The which one?
Yeah, the I didn't Exorcist? Get the Exorcist one either. Well, oh, I did. Yeah, I think it's like once they showed the priest and the lady and the girl floating off the bed, I'm like, oh, okay, now I know. That was one of those ones where like, oh, wow. But I got one on the first screenshot. Did you guys get any on the first screenshot?
Hell yeah, I did. Jared Leto,
yeah,
baby.
I think I got one on the first screenshot, but what, some of them are like, I
what
didn't.
What Jared
on
Leto
most of
one
them.
Did you get? What movie
it,
was that?
It was
Diarrhea Castle?
No, the sequel to Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, that was Leto? Okay. Yeah. I thought it was The Goose.
Yeah, Mark got that one first try.
Yeah, so it's I got Scott Pilgrim versus the World right away. And all it was a screenshot of the word duel on a computer screen.
Oh, yeah, that was I got almost second one.
I was like, oh, hell yeah, because I love Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
I don't remember which one it was that I got first try.
Probably Showgirls.
I didn't favorite, get there was Showgirls even there?
No, I'm just trying to. Anyway, yeah, never mind. Mark, does this one get your seal?
Absolutely. It could be better, but as it is right now, it's fun. I enjoy it. Some movies I haven't seen, but I recognize the actor, so it may cause me to be curious of a movie I haven't seen. So it gets my seal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This one frustrates me, but it is going to get my seal. I'd like putting myself up against like you and Namek and everybody else in the Discord on this one just to see if I can guess the movies, because a lot of these movies I haven't seen as well. Every once in a while, there's a movie I've seen, and I'm like, okay, I know what this is.
Oh, he made me mad today.
What is
Namek?
Namek.
Oh, he makes you mad every day. That's why we keep him around. We love that guy.
Like he gets the framed thing right, and he's like, "Oh, that movie was so boring. I hated it. I turned it off halfway through." And he's talking about like a modern classic, and I'm like, "Oh,
which one,
dude?"
Because he's probably right.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, Pan's Labyrinth is great. Okay,
right.
He's wrong about
Wait,
that one.
No, he said he liked that one.
No, okay. He didn't. Go back and read the. The
no, he said he liked that one. He said he didn't get it sooner because it's been so long since he watched it. But he said he enjoyed it.
Bro, I'm looking at it right now. He says, "To be honest, I found this movie boring when I watched it, so I forgot almost all of it. LOL."
Oh, okay. Maybe it was Coconut Wizard said he liked it.
Yeah, he's wrong about that then. I'm with Mark on this. Pan's Labyrinth is amazing.
No, I like Pan's Labyrinth as well. I didn't get it till like the picture of the nymph guy or whatever.
I got it after that. I had to see Pan. Like, that's how bad it was.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Pan. When I saw the image of Pan, I was like, oh, that's Pan's Labyrinth. Okay. Yeah. I didn't like none of the other frames. Could I
Help
even
me
guess
at
the movie?
All like I yeah exactly. So yeah, for me, this is definitely one that I look forward to the most. Mostly because I'm like, boy, I hope it's a movie I know today. You know, I really get excited about hope, like it'll be a movie I know like the back of my hand, like a Scott Pilgrim or a Basketball or Psycho, that I'll be able to impress all my friends with. So yeah, definitely gets my so that one's unanimous, which is not a surprise to me. It's just fun.
I mean, as many movie podcasts as you guys have done, yeah, I you definitely would have to like this one.
Okay. So I think this might be the most polarizing one, possibly, is Worldler. Worldly. Worldle.
Worldle.
Worldle, which is a geographic-based Wordle-like.
And you really have to know the map.
This is true.
You have to know geography to play this.
I don't even think you'd have no geography. You just have to know the outline of the country.
Yeah. Fair enough. So, but when I pulled it up, and I think the first time I opened it, I was like, oh, I know that. Put it in. Winner. Chicken dinner. Ever since then, I've not known any of them on site. So I'll see islands. So then I just search island and then just start guessing anything with islands in the word. And you know what I mean?
I pull up Google Maps.
Yeah. So that's what I had to start doing, because what happens is you, so like today's, it was the United Arab Emirates. And I selected Mozambique at first. And it's like, oh, you got to go 5,091 kilometers to the northeast. And I'm like that helps me at all, right? Like, I know where Mozambique is. I don't. And so that's, and before today, I played it just trying to guess. And today I just said, you know what? I'm going to use this game as a way to learn. And I don't consider it cheating, because I wouldn't play the game any other way, because I don't know enough. Now, if they did this with the 50 states, I might be better. But once I started doing that and I pulled up a map and I said, okay, now I didn't use the map to say how far is 5,000 kilometers or whatever. That would make it too much, too easy. So I just started kind of eyeballing it a bit. And then I started having a little bit of fun with it.
It's definitely a game where it does stretch your knowledge of the actual world. And I found, like, I don't play it every day. Anytime I see somebody like post about it or mention it on Twitter or the Discord or whatever, that's when I'll play it. But for the most part, it's you really have to be kind of a geographical buff to find this game entertaining. It's because there's so many countries. it's like an endless list of countries that you could choose from, and you know, you only get what, five guesses.
I'm over here laughing at myself because Mark just put in the Discord the answer that he got right in one try after right. Jeff said it. Because I did the exact same thing because I didn't do it today. well played, Mark. Well played.
Listen, these people won't find out until a week later. So,
you put in the United Arab Emirates and cheated?
He did. Yes, he did. Oh,
amazing.
Oh, that was perfect, Mark. I'm like, what's this notification for Discord? Mark, you sleazy little guy.
There's another game I posted in there that we're not going to talk about, but that's pretty fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of these out there. And I think Scott did a pretty good job curating the list to give us something that's kind of different. Like, there's no other word-based ones, which, you know, each one has a very different take on things. I mean, I think Hurdle and the movie one, Framed, are very, very similar. But the rest of them are definitely feel completely unique.
So Jeff, Worldle.
That's a terrible name.
The first puzzle I tried, I got it on the first try. Like, I was like, this looks like Tanzania. I don't know why I knew that, but I put it in.
I don't know why
you
knew that either.
And then every day since, I'm like, I have no idea where the hell this is. And I, like, you know, look around Google Maps and I'm like, I can't figure it out. I'm done trying for the day.
I haven't got another one. You know, like,
And I didn't realize that it tells you how close you are geographically to your answer.
Yeah, and it tells you the direction to go.
Okay, that makes it quite a bit different. Maybe I'll
but it tells
give
you
it another
kilometers,
shake.
And that's
right. We don't know what kilometers are. We're from America,
right?
We're allergic to the metric system.
Come on, world, get on our level.
Yes, soccer's not a sport, and the metric system isn't real.
Right. Nobody else exists but me.
Wait, football?
Please.
It's not a sport? Okay, anyway. Oh. So I'll go first and simply say, no, this does not get my seal. I think it's, I maybe as a learning aid, I would put it in front of my son. Here, learn geography. But outside of that, this one is the one I look forward to the least. I played the least, was the least excited about. It gets a big poop stain from me.
Yeah, it doesn't get mine either. What about you, Mark?
Just tell your son to guess Djibouti every time.
10-4.
No, I mean, it's not going to get my seal, but not because it's a big poop stain. It's
well, it's not. That's exaggerating for sure.
It's just, it's you. It's very.
It's not for me.
Right. You have to actually be like wanting to guess random countries. You play it once and you're like,
or no silhouettes of countries.
Sure. Yeah. I think for people who like geography and they have other friends, that's the tricky thing. Finding friends who like movies and music, it's a little easier than like geometry or geography nerds, right? That's like, ooh, I don't know any. I don't know anyone who this game is for. And that's the problem. Maybe it's because I hang around with dumbasses, which is probably true. But I don't know.
I mean, you are friends with me.
Right. And you like this geography one as much as I do, so.
Yeah. All right. So last, I think we're on.
Yep. This one is what I'm going to say and just tip my hand a little bit. I think is we save the best for last.
Oh, God.
Now, I get why Mark is groaning. I get it. But what I got to say is Wordle was the natural fit to this sort of format of guessing and placing things in the right place with the colors and all that. I think that Nerdle, our next one, is the best version of that realized because of, like we were talking about with the rules of spelling, with the rules of the dungeon in Dungeleon. There are rules in math. And this is a math-based Wordle-like. And it can be intimidating. It can be annoying. But, man, when you solve it, it's excellent. I really like Nerdle. So what you need to do is, essentially, in the same way you would with Wordle, is find a math problem. And you would do that by using the plus sign, minus sign, the star symbol, which is, of course, your multiplication, and the slash for division. Every problem has an equal sign, and to the right of the equal sign is only numbers. So it's always your answer, the solution to whatever problem you're trying to guess.
And then it has to equate.
Right. It has to match. You can't just go be like 10 plus 18 is 4,000. And it'll be like, that's it. You did it. It actually has to work as a math problem. And there's a couple other rules as part of what calculates first. So like multiplication.
Orders of operation.
Yeah, they calculate first, and then you would add whatever number is in front of the plus sign, if it's in front or behind. So once you kind of get that in your brain, get yourself a calculator and start troubleshooting. Because that's what I had to do this week's, or yes, today. Was it today? Oh, my Nerdle refreshed already. I wonder what time it refreshes. But the one from today was crazy hard. It took me all my guesses, tons of guesswork with a calculator. I hate math. It was my worst subject in school. But I have so much fun piecing this together. And I think it's a near perfect application of the Wordle rule set to a type of game like this. In my opinion, I really like Nerdle.
Pretty sure you're a psychopath.
It's possible, Mark. I podcast with you.
Yeah, but we don't solve podcasts. Math problems.
I mean, Coconut Wizard really liked it too, but he equated it to more to like a Sudoku type of
sure, yeah.
puzzle.
But if Sudoku gave you wrong and right when you filled it in, it makes it a little easier. And I think this, to me, at least more advanced Sudoku, it's easier than that. Like, because you at least have a starting line that you can go from. And I don't know. I can see that, but I believe Sudoku doesn't actually use math skills. You can make Sudoku with any sort of symbol. Like, you can use the alphabet and make a Sudoku style game. So it's not math. So I would disagree a little bit there, that you do need to actually have your calculations make sense.
Yes. And that's why it's frustrating to me. Like, I don't even know what starting, do you have a specific starting problem that you put in every time?
I'm trying to come
just
up with
to eliminate,
got one yet, but what I want to do when I create my first problem, I want to use as many unique numbers as possible. So I'll do like 12 plus 46 equals, 57, 59, 58, however much. I don't know. I'm not good at math. I told you. But that way I've got all unique numbers in there and I've got my plus sign so I can start placing that. And that way I can start eliminating and knowing what numbers are in the problem. So very similar to like you would with Wordle with your starting word.
So I just Googled Nerdle starting equation, and this comes up from nerdschalk.com. God, best Nerdle starting equations. When all the characters in the equations are unique, they give you information about the existence of 7 out of the 14 numbers and operators. By this logic, the best equations to make your first two guesses are 9 times 8 minus 7 equals 65.
I'm going to put that in. Okay. We're going to play Nerdle right now. Okay.
Hold on. Let me pull mine up too.
Give me that equation again, Mark. 9 times...
9 times 8.
8.
Minus 7.
Minus 7.
Equals 65.
65. So we've got 9, 8, 7, 6, 5 all being used, as well as the time symbol and the minus symbol, and of course the equal symbol.
Well, the equal symbol and the time symbol are in the right place, and the 9 and the 8 are being used.
Right. So I'm not going to do this whole thing here because it takes me an hour to do Nerdle. Like, it's a legit process for me. But I was wanting to see how well that is. And that's fine. I mean, that's as good as the ones I come up with. I don't think those Nerdle boys over there know what they're talking about. But I'm going to solve this before I go to bed tonight. So I think it's obvious. I really like Nerdle. I think it's the strongest game out of all of them. I think it's the most fair in the sense that if you know the rules of math, you can get it every time. You're not going to run into that thing like in Wordle where you just have one letter missing and there's like 6 or 7 options for words, right? That's happened more than once where it's like, okay, yes, it could be cycle, bicycle, or whatever. I don't know, but that's happened to me where I just run, there's just too many options. And in this, I think if you play it properly, you can get it every time.
So it gets your seal.
Absolutely. I love Mark. It. It's my favorite, probably.
How about you, Mark?
No, I hate math. And like this, like how you said world only appeases to, is only appeasing to, people that like things on maps.
Well, geography.
Yeah, sure. I feel like this is the same. This only appeals to people who like math.
But Jeff doesn't like math, but he still likes this.
No, Jeff's a closeted math lover, okay?
No, that logic is out the window because Jeff already attested
that
he doesn't like
math. How are you telling me my logic's out the window when the logic is sound?
Because it's not. Because you can go and look at my report cards and know that I don't like
math.
Bro,
40 years ago doesn't matter, all right?
40 years ago? Oh!
I'm just saying, 40 years ago, you were failing
how old
math.
How do you think I am? Oh, my God. 40 years ago, I was in school. I was in school. No, I wasn't. I was a baby at home. Oh, one thing, Scott, about this game, Nerdle, that maybe you don't know, and that really, really helps, is you can tap on each individual square and fill it in without having to go left to right like you do in Wordle. So you can tap.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, you can tap the equals and put that in, tap the multiplication sign, and then you can say, okay, I want the 89 over here on the, I want that to be the solution because we know there's an 8 and a 9. And then you can start putting together your math problem from there.
Interesting. Okay.
See how that works. So it's a really fleshed out, polished, it's a good looking game. There's a very, tasteful ad at the bottom of the game that doesn't interrupt any gameplay.
Mine's summer sandals.
Right now, mine's telling me to relax, restore, unwind with beep, redacted. Get at us if you want me to say the name of your product on the podcast. What about you, Scott?
I am not really big into math either. And I don't know. I think this puzzle game just, it takes me too long to solve
it. It does, yeah.
And that's what, you know, it frustrates me about this game. And I would like to give it my seal because it is a solid game. But I'm not math. Math doesn't do
you
well with
math.
Me either.
That is and true.
Yeah, I no, it doesn't get my seal. I'm sorry.
Mark, are you math?
No, I'm not math, bro.
Mark already said he's not math.
I don't
Oh, he's
math.
Not math. Okay, well, I am math. And math says the game's good. But that's, I totally get, like, Scott's criticism of, yeah, it takes a long time. It does. Unless you're a wizard, a math wizard, it takes time. And, you know, we live in the age of calculators. I don't know how to do this stuff, but I find it fun. So, well, I guess that's our omnibus of Wordle likes. I liked that. That was fun to do as a different sort of episode compared to doing just one horrible free-to-play game on my phone.
Don't worry. The next game won't be horrible or on your phone.
We'll see. I mean, I guess you can determine whether it's on my phone or not. But
we'll see.
We'll see about whether it's horrible or not.
But we do have a very long commentary from Coconut Wizard.
Ah, it's too bad we're out of time for the day.
All right. I'll see you next time, folks.
No, all right. Thank Coconut Wizard and his novel. Good Lord, it's still going. Wordle is a word game, puzzle game, and quick. The combination is enough to get me to play it each day and feel satisfied when it's done. Even when it frustrates the hell out of me, I love that you only get one game per day instead of giving you a stamina or a limited supply of pre-made games that eventually end. It's the game that keeps on giving. It also gives me some daily brainy competition with my wife, who seems to consistently beat me by one round each day. I don't need the bells and whistles, so Wordle is almost perfect, is perfect in most cases, but when I do need bells and whistles, I turn on Hurdle app and try to guess a song by the first few seconds of a track. This one is a little more frustrating since so many tracks include a ridiculously slow intro, great point.
This is true.
I lose this game each day a bit more frustrated, a bit more frequently than Wordle. I do appreciate that their system lets you look up the song and artist instead of making you straight guess. This alternates. Thank you. This alternates on and off my daily rotation based on whether I'm in the mood for sound at the moment. Totally agree with that. That is why I play it probably the least, even though I like it more than Worlder, the worst name. It is definitely the fact that it adds that extra dimension of sound. I just don't play it as much. Dungeleon sounds like a title of a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. Oh, Leon's the best. Great, great callback. I love Curb. But I wonder where JB Smoove's Leon character wouldn't take the improv. Someplace inappropriate for this podcast, Coconut Wizard, but it would be funny. It's actually a Wordle-like with heroes, treasures, and monsters, and you guess the order of those tiles. This one I liked the least, but it was the second one of these I added to my rotation after Wordle itself. Each tile has rules. What we should do is let someone else read the rest after I'm done with this paragraph. Each tile has rules that I still don't 100% get, but somehow manage to win most days. Framed WTF is another good one. I used to consider myself a bit of a film lover before family took over my life and TV. So this gives me a chance to prove my chops by guessing a movie based on 1 to 5 frames. Every now and then I get a ridiculously obscure frame at the start, but I can almost always guess the movie by the 5th frame. This stays on my daily rotation.
Finally, Nerdle.
Keep that in. All three. Oh.
Surprise me by being the newest part of my daily Wordle-like rotation. I don't enjoy math much, so you'd think guessing a math equation would straight up suck. I enjoy puzzles like Sudoku, and this game reminds me more of that, rather than doing math. I've only done this a few times this week, but so far, none of the problems have been super difficult. No multiplying triple digits or anything like that. Doing these 3 to 4 wordles... doing these 3 to 4 wordles each morning is a good way to boost my brain during coffee. I appreciate they only do one round each day, so it addicts me to...
Addicts him in the hole.
Where I'm not stuck in loops all day long.
Oh, stuck now.
I don't understand.
It addicts him in the hole that how gets this, the loop stuck. I just... Yeah. Anyway,
also makes it more enjoyable to share scores with the Budget Arcade gang so we can be... We can debrief when we feel particularly proud or frustrated and cheer each other on. What the hell?
Cough.
Join the Discord. Okay.
All right. Nomic, our good buddy Nomic, who is the opposite of Mark in just about every way, says this. There's nothing to add to Coconut Wizard's commentary except that Scott cheats at Wordle. Now, do you know what he's talking about there, Scott?
Yeah.
What happened?
I do cheat at Wordle.
How? You look it up?
There is a word finder where you can type in what are the good letters, what are your bad letters, and you can place your letters that you know are good spots. And then it will show you what possible words you can use.
He's a dirty cheater! Nomic! Yep. Oh my gosh. Okay.
But that's not the only one I cheat at. I also cheat at Framed as well. Though not as successfully.
No, that's despicable. Now I'm offended.
Well, it doesn't always work. It works only like 10% of the time.
Cheaters never
cross. How do you cheat at a screenshot?
Yeah, so he reverse image searches it probably.
Yeah, exactly. You just, if you're, I don't know if you can do it on an iPhone, Mark.
Why don't you just Google answer Framed? And then put the date in, and then put that in, and get it right the first time every time.
All I do is I hold my finger down on the picture, and it asks me to look it up with Google Looking Glass or something like that.
Oh, my gosh. He's a dirty cheater.
90% of the time, it does not give me the answer.
He's a dirty cheater, folks.
I don't understand. Why are you cheating at these games?
But you know, Dungeon Leon's the only one I can't cheat at, so that's why I enjoy that one the most.
That's because nobody knows how to play it.
You don't have to cheat at the other games, Scott. You can just play them.
I don't understand why you're cheating.
Like Wordle, I would say, or Worlder is the one I would say at the most likely I would say cheating, but it's the only way I can make that game any fun.
No, but even Worldle gives you a button that takes you to Google Maps. They encourage you to look at a map.
It's even part of the game, so I'm not even cheating. All right, let's finish out this terrible commentary by saying Thor Ragnarok is better than Uncut Gems, omission, play Framed, .wtf. So I omitted a bunch of nonsense. If you want to see what Nomic really said, join our Discord. You can find that link in the description.
Hey, I want you both to know that I went ahead and solved the Nurdle.
You had fun, didn't you?
No, I found it easy.
Oh, so much for not liking math. We got ourselves a genius here, boys.
But the starting equation, that's genius. Whoever solved that.
Right. Well, there you got it.
Well, that made it easy.
Nissy's going to love his game now.
I'm probably smarter than you all, so it's...
That's the next game we're going to play is going to be Century, Age of Acids.
Oh, Lord.
Age of Acids is hard today,
boys. He really borked up Coconut Wizard's commentary just big time. Well, anyway, if you want to get...
Digs him up holy.
Yeah, with the loop around to reach around. Anyway, if you want to reach out to us, reach around us even, you can go to our... Facebook.com/budgetarcade. We're on Twitter and Instagram @budgetarcade. Don't forget to check us out on twitch.tv and TikTok @budgetarcadepodcast.
But if you want to really reach out to us, you got to join our Discord, which the link is in the show notes as well as on all of our socials. What were you about to say, Mark?
I was just going to say, if you're interested in Jeff giving himself a reach around, you can tune into the Movie Draft House where we review the movie Moon.
We get into some very serious topics, such as certain bodily fluids and how they react to being in space. And if that doesn't tempt you, I don't know what does.
Also, check out that doesn't tempt me at all.
We should ask Scott. Scott. I know this is a family podcast, so I'm going to be as PG as I can with this.
Use the word coitus.
Would you have coitus with yourself?
If you got a clone, let me set the tone. You're in a space station, okay? You've been there 3 years, and you find a clone of yourself. Coitus? Question mark?
Now, is this a clone, like, exact copy? Yes. They have my same mind and everything?
I'll put it this way. If you consent to it, your clone is down, too. And if you wouldn't, your clone would not. It's pretty much risk-free there. It's totally consensual.
That's a tough one.
It's not tough.
No, it's not tough. What are you talking about?
You've been
about?
In space 3 years.
Oh, space in 3 years. Sure, why not?
There you go. Okay. Well, this is the questions we answer here. Also, check out Spielberg Chronologically, where that one is actually more kid-friendly than this podcast. We say curse words once in a while, but we never talk about... anyway. Are we
done? That's because you haven't gone all the way into his filmography yet, right?
No, we're still very early on.
So that could change easily.
Yeah, it will.
Obviously.
What movie has Spielberg done where you're going to be talking about coitus and giving yourself a reach around? Come on.
Probably.
Avatar.
Indiana Jones.
No.
Temple of Doom.
Jaws? I don't know.
No, you didn't say anything like that in Jaws. But anyway,
we already reviewed that one.
Yep. So, our music is provided by Stimage. You can download his music at metroidmetal.com and game on.